Warning, the following show contains harsh language and may contain certain content, opinions, and or explicit humor that might be interpreted as objectionable by those without a thick skin. This show is recommended for a mature audience.
Hello and welcome to Rogan Tell Prime, episode number 23 for Wednesday, April 1st, 2015. I'm your host, Duff, and with me, as always, is my band of merry misfits. What's up, guys?
Yo, how you been?
You know, I have been just peachy.
Peachy keen.
It's all been peachy. I spent a good part of the day working on Teresa's laptop. Teresa is Alex's stepmother. Not laptop. What am I saying? Mac. That big all-in-one iMac. There we go.
Yes, 27 inches of gorgeous visual real estate.
Yeah, and I get to get inside that bitch. Ha ha. Just don't tell Teresa.
Oh my god.
Of course, I also did my day job, which is playing IT guru for one of the lovely establishments at. Right there in Baltimore City, Maryland. So there's
lies.
That.
Lies.
Lies, yeah.
Lies.
Yeah, lies.
Stop lying. You're not a lioness.
I'm not a lioness?
No.
Oh, my goodness. I spend most of the day suited and booted in class and whatnot, listening to boring teachers talk about boring schoolwork, and then I came back to my dorm and got on one of these lovely people. So this is the high point of my day.
Oh, this is the high point of everyone's day. Why do you think we are such popular people?
Duh. I don't know about y'all, but I'm awesome.
Of course you're awesome. You're D.
D's nuts.
Well, yeah. That's what she said.
That's a text I got last night.
That's probably a text you get every night. That's like your mom saying, good night, hon.
No. Wrong. I got the worst text message conversation ever last night.
Well, do tell.
You tell.
So I was texting this person that I haven't talked to in a while, and they were asking me how I was. And I was like, oh, everything's good. He goes, D's. I'm like, D's? He's like, D's nuts. I was like, well, that's kind of funny because my friend Rev is the only one who's allowed to call me that. He's like, well, you can just call me MC. And I was like, MC, what? And he's like, yeah, Monster Cock. I was like, well, wow, that escalated very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet lots of people escalate conversations with you.
I mean, yeah, I'm a pretty fun, entertaining person. I also got asked if I was a male or female the other day.
By who?
What? By who?
Were they blind and
that's what I asked.
Deaf?
Right. I was like, how drunk are you and are you blind?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell that you're not a chick.
Right. Apparently, I have very masculine ways. And when I told the person to F off, apparently that was a very masculine thing to say. So.
Wow.
Jeez. Well, next time, just upend a pitcher of beer over his head and tell him to go chill off or something, or make like a tree and leave.
Make like a tree. Now it's make like a tree and get out of here.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Tell Biff, not me.
Huh. Okay. I don't know the reference, but okay.
Really?
Really?
Real Back to the Future?
Oh, right. The DeLorean. Okay.
Not the DeLorean. Yeah. Biff.
All I remember about the movie was the car and how beautiful it was.
Yeah.
I am the Bubble Boy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you are. If you like the DeLorean, did you check out the video that I posted on the Rogan Tell Facebook page today?
I actually did not get a chance to look at that because I was in class most of the day, but I will definitely look at that once I get off of the podcast stream.
Yeah. It's a little movie trailer for the next Back to the Future movie. It's called Fast to the Future.
They're doing another one?
Fast to the Future.
Oh. I hate this stupid day. I hate it so much.
I know, right?
I hate it so much. Oh, my goodness. I've just been looking over my shoulder all day on all the news sites. Just Reddit has just been one long series of of Gotcha and Rick Rolls and Rick Astley, and oh my God.
How can you hate Hump Day? It's Hump Day.
It might be Hump Day, but it's the worst Hump Day of the year.
Lies.
Does Hump Day actually involve humping? Because I've never understood that.
It could.
I mean, there's nothing from stopping you from.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm forever alone.
Me too. Don't worry about it. Get a dog.
I can't have one. I'm in a dorm.
When you're out.
Yeah, when you're out. That sounds like you're in jail. Yeah, how long left on your sentence?
Roughly 6 weeks, I think.
Wait until you graduate?
Oh, no. I have one more semester to go.
Okay. So you'll be out by June.
I know. I will be out in December.
One more full semester. Gotcha. All right. Well, what do you say we get into the April Fool's headlines?
Let's do that. Do
it. All right.
Curses!
I couldn't resist. I really couldn't. All right, for real this time. For realsies. What do you say we get into some real headlines?
That would be awesome.
You guys like Pac-Man, right?
No, I hate it. I'm just kidding. Yes.
Well, I played it once in my day.
Well, see, I remember playing it on the original Atari 2600.
I have one of those.
So do I. I actually have one in my truck.
Wow, I've actually never played one before.
Dude, we've got to hook it up. You have an old school TV?
At the dorms. Yeah, it has one of the input thingies for the, you know, the audio video out.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, see, I've got an Atari 2600 in my, it's not a truck, it's my van. You know, the same van where I have all my candy and ice cream and I say, hello, little boy.
Oh, God. Did you spray paint the windows and whatnot? Is it a black panel van?
It's got a moon window.
Oh, God.
No, it's my minivan. I've got one out in my minivan that I got like a year ago and just never took into the house because we already have one. It works great. It's in the box. It's got like 500,000 games. It's crazy cool. And, of course, it's Carrie's. I can't really take credit for it, but, you know, it still brings me back to the days of old. Pac-Man definitely brings back a lot of great childhood memories. I even remember Miss Pac-Man and Pac-Man Jr. Who's with me on this one?
I love those games.
Yeah, I love the soundtrack. The music was so upbeat compared to like Pac-Man Jr. was so upbeat compared to the first game, the original. But nothing is as cool as something I stumbled upon the other day, and that's the fact that Pac-Man is on Google Maps right now. I'm not April Fools-ing you. I swear I'm not. Well, all right, it is an April Fool's joke, but it's for reals, yo. It's on Google Maps. If you go to Google Map right now, you know where you usually have the button that will show you the satellite view based on the map view?
Yes.
Okay, well, now you've got the satellite view and the Pac-Man view. It is crazy. Are you with us, Alex, or are you trapped in game world?
I'm with you. I was actually just playing it a second ago, and I have not played Pac-Man in Carry the One roughly a good 20 something years. And I mean, it was interesting. It was enough for a laugh. I mean, as a 90s kid, I think this is cool. You know, even though this doesn't have the glitz and glamour, let's say Mass Effect or Borderlands, you know, you're not setting stuff on fire, you're not saving the universe. All you're doing is eating little sugar dots and invading ghosts, but this is what we came from.
Yeah, this is the childhood of gaming. This is how, I mean, things like Pong and Pitfall, if you remember that game, and Pole Position. I mean, we wouldn't have Grand Theft Auto if there wasn't Pole Position first.
Never even heard of Pole Position.
Yeah, it's because you're a child of the 90s.
Yes.
Us children of the 80s and D probably know what Pole Position is.
No, is that to do with pole dancing?
No, it's not pole dancing. It's a racing game.
It should. It honestly should.
Alex would be there every day.
I bet he would. I bet he would. And while we're on the Google Maps page, I wanted to talk about a smoking gun article that is just making me scratch my head. You know Google Street View. You know how they like drive like SUVs around with cameras on them, and they take pictures of your house and your street and all the stuff?
Like stalkers, yes.
Yeah, yeah, like stalkers. Except, unlike the guy from North Carolina we talked about last episode, it's public. It's viewable from the street, therefore it is all public viewing, which is how they're able to get away with it. The other day, some Google Street View trucks came by, and they the residents of an Australian town happened to know about it, and they were prepared. Karen Davis, who's 38 years old, decided she wanted to go out and say hi to the van. So as the van was passing, she totally just flipped out her boobies.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's something I would do.
Right on.
Yes, right on.
I mean, might as well flaunt them.
There you go.
Maybe that's just me.
Well, yeah. She pulled up her shirt and exposed her sizable breasts to the passing camera. And people do things. I mean, granted, all she was looking for was a free T-shirt. That's what she's hoping Google will send her. And of course, she was quoted to say, "All the flat-titted chicks think I am disgusting."
It's because I'm jealous.
Yeah. Well, hating. There you go. The funniest part about all of this. You know how they use Google uses an algorithm to blur out faces and blur out license plate numbers and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it kind of didn't work. They blurred out the face.
But left the boobs?
But they left the boobages.
Oh, my God, I love Google. I'm a lesbian, and that's just badass.
Yeah.
They know what users want to see. That's Google Analytics at work.
There you go.
Everyone always thinks Google is a female because she won't let you finish a sentence, but that right there proves that she's run by a man.
All right, then. Well, here, I don't know. I think she might be, I think Google might be run by a blonde. Because if you look at the update photograph further down on the article, and you can get to the article on the show notes at rogueintel.com, but if you look further down at the update, you can see where they tried to blur out, the algorithm tried to blur out the woman. Except they kind of miscalculated. There is a huge vertical blur line going through the image right to the left of the woman.
Well, actually, what I'm seeing right now, it has her in like a good 2 feet to the left of her blurred out. So
that's exactly what that's what I just said.
Oh.
To the left of her was totally blurred out, but you could still see the boobies.
I can't see anything. I can't see any boobs.
Well, you're
at all.
Looking at the wrong update photo. If you look at the second update, and I did go and check out the address on Google Street View, and they have finally blurred it out. You can't even see it's a woman anymore. They blurred out the hands. They blurred out the entire body, boobages included. So, but I just think that's hilarious. That actually made it through. I'm not going to say shame on you, Google. Hey, if anything, awesome.
We all need more boobies in our lives.
Boobies are good.
Speaking of boobies, well, not boobies, but how about Hootie and the Blowfish is coming back? Have you heard?
Wait a minute. Do tell. I loved Hootie because dolphins always make me cry.
Yeah, Darius Rucker was on a show. What show? It was, I can never remember morning shows because I'm not a morning person.
It was Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda.
See, I'm glad you knew this because I don't watch morning talk shows hosts. But I got a call from my stepmom because she actually went to high school with one of the members. And she's like, have you heard? And I was like, no, what's going on? Well, apparently, according to Darius Rucker, after this tour, Hootie is coming back.
Well, what do you say we play the clip?
Let's do it.
All right.
people still come up to you and say, "Oh, there's Hootie," and they talk about Hootie and the Blowfish, or have those days passed?
That's very rare. Yeah. You know, and the people who do come up now are the people who just think they're really funny.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't bother me.
Like you have never heard her.
Like I haven't heard her before. Exactly. But people still ask if we're getting back together, and we are. But you know, it's just a matter of doing it at the right time.
Yeah, I personally can't wait. I love Darius Rucker's solo work. He's got two albums and a third out now that falls along the genre of country. And I'm not objected to country in any degree as long as it's good music. And I personally love both of his albums, and I can't wait to check out the third one.
Go ahead, Alex.
I was going to say, I've actually never heard of Hootie and the Blowfish. This is something completely new to me.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. Oh, my God. I feel like that song just needs to come on where I'm just crying.
What genre are they? Are they like rock or...
Wait a minute. You can't tell me you haven't heard of Hootie. Here, let me play a song here. You should know this one. Anything?
I'm getting nothing, Captain.
Are you
kidding?
You might
have to the chorus.
All right, I'll give you one last chance to redeem yourself. You have got to know this song. Come on, Alex. Don't fail me now.
In some tenderness.
A big country or something?
He is now.
Stop taking my line.
I don't know them.
Oh, my
land. Here, let me fast forward to the chorus.
Nope, nothing.
Dude, you need so much help.
I don't know if I can do this. I don't know.
Well, I hate to say it, guys, but this will be Alex's last episode as co-host for the Rogue Intel Prime podcast. You think thinks we're April fooling him, but
we're not.
Stay tuned Friday for our new co-host.
D and Ro.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna get Ro as a co-host. Dude, that is just really sad that you don't know who Hootie is. You're a child of the 90s. Is a band of the 90s, early 2000s.
Yes,
I grew up with his kids.
All right, wait, hold on. Just give me a second. Alex, what year were you born?
I was born in 1990.
You were born in the year 1990.
Yes.
Okay, there's no reason for you to not know Hootie, because you were 4 years old and fully aware when his first album came out, and then Hootie and the Blowfish, their self-titled album, came out in 2003.
But if my mom never listened to a given album or whatever, then I likely would not have had exposure to it. And considering how limited my musical knowledge was back in the early 90s and in 2003...
All right. You've got a fair point there.
You know, because I remember, LimeWire was the thing that opened my eyes to the fact that there was more music out there than what I was used to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you remember LimeWire, don't you?
Of course.
I do, but...
Just like I remember Kazaa.
I've never used Kazaa, actually. But, boy, I remember those days of trying to get online and... dialing in a net zero and trying to download one song and taking 15 minutes to download.
And then it was all gargly. It was all gargly.
No. We could get some good stuff. And then you get viruses. You pull the wrong thing. And that thing's 700 kilobytes. That's too small.
Oops. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the good old days of Napster before they went out.
Yep.
Napster
with the cat
was,
and the headphones, wasn't that?
Yes.
It was?
Yep. Napster was the shiz. Now there's the Pirate Bay and everything's great.
Yeah.
I just ripped shit off of YouTube.
so the quality is so bad. So bad.
Have to get a good video.
No, it's still really bad.
What the hell? Santa. My fucking jaws.
So what else is happening in the land of Hollywood?
So, as we all know, since we talked about this last show, Vin Diesel. Grant, I like him as an actor, but not as someone I would want to ever get with. He has confirmed that there will be an 8th Fast and the Furious. Yeah. And I mean, granted, I don't know how they're going to do it without the man that I would be with for the rest of my life if he weren't already dead.
Yeah, you can get into necrophilia.
It's been a year. I think it's starting to decay at this point. I think I'm good.
Well, then he could literally bone you.
Oh, God.
I mean, if you like Paul Walker so much, it won't matter what part of him enters you.
I mean, I could just get with his brother.
Which one? The older one or the younger one?
The younger one who was in the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, he wasn't in all of the movie. Speaking of the movie, it actually came out in early release today. If it wasn't for me doing the show with you guys, I would be there. As it stands, I might go see it this weekend with the family. So I'll definitely let you know how it is on Monday if I go see it. As for the story at hand, we actually have a clip. You want me to play that?
Please go and thank it. You.
All right.
Kurt Russell is a nice addition to the group.
I'll tell you something about Kurt Russell. He was, you know, I always think of these films multiple pictures in advance. I think of them as trilogies. So Kurt Russell came in for this movie, but he was really, we really hired him because of a story that follows this, that takes place in New York.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
So it's just like, just some cool stuff that not everybody knows.
And he's got this shit-eating grin on his face the entire time, so you know it's a teaser.
It's going to be good.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean,
it's Vin Diesel.
And it's Kirk Douglas, or Kurt Russell.
Who can't love Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
I can.
Well, that's because you're a bubble boy. Hey, and what's better? Ashamed. What's better? The very next day, Kurt Russell was actually on Jimmy Kimmel, and he has a full beer and pork chops.
Yes.
Are pork chops the same thing as mutton chops in regards to hair?
Yeah, mutton chops, pork chops. I don't know what the hell they're called because I would never wear one.
They're just called chops.
Okay, well, he's got a set of chops on.
Hmm.
Yeah, man. He's wearing some chops.
Yeah. Kurt Russell's been in a lot of great movies. Can't wait to see 7. And I really can't wait to see 8, especially now that it's been teased. There has been a lot of speculation saying that this will indeed be the last of the films, but they have said that before. Like, they said that after 3.
I haven't even seen a movie after 3.
I mean, I saw 6, and I enjoyed 6. See, this is the thing. I think that they're only going to stop when they run out of cars. And we have billions of cars on the earth right now. And so until they run out of cars, they're not going to stop they're not going to stop filming. And well, I haven't gotten sick of it yet.
I haven't gotten sick of it. I mean, come on, they're rolling cars off of a goddamn airplane for real. Like, you know the trailer that everyone's seen about the cars with the parachutes and flying out of planes and stuff? They really did that to those cars. They really just rolled them off the back of a freaking airplane. And they had parachute guys with video cameras in their helmets following them.
Wow.
It's phenomenal the extent that they are going to get a good shot. I am so totally into Fast and the Furious as a franchise. The first movie had really, really little plot, but it was still really good because I love tuners and I love muscle cars. And it's just gotten so much better ever since.
Can I take a brief segue to mention, because you're talking about, you know, films that have, you know, film franchises that are awesome and planes and such things. Mission Impossible is coming out with a new film, I think, either later this year or I think it's later this year, actually. Yeah, and the gang's all there. Tom Cruise is doing his own stunts. What's his name from Hot Fuzz is back as Benji.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be another mission. The Mission Impossible Force is going to be back on scene. And I saw the first one, saw the second one, didn't like it. Saw the third one, was absolutely in love with it. Saw Ghost Protocol, damn near shit my pants in the theater. That's a whole other story. And I'm looking forward to it. There's just something about that film series that just, it makes my balls tingle.
I'm glad it makes your balls tingle, Alex. As long as I'm not the one tingling them, I think we're good.
Definitely.
Yeah. I will be nowhere in the vicinity of the area.
Yeah, you know what does make my balls tingle, though?
What does?
Oh, Lord.
A good piece of chocolate.
And it's a good thing that chocolate makes your balls tingle, Duff. Oh, man. Because this may be the last year that you can actually have chocolate. Because a recent series of analysis coming out of Australia show that local levels are expected to be impacted negatively by the end of the year. Global production was estimated at around 4.4 billion tons in 2014, but demand exceeded supply when 750,000 tons were consumed, rather 750,000 tons more were consumed than were produced in that same year. And apparently pests and whatnot kill off a good 30 to 40% of the current supply that comes out. So we may be fucked in terms of chocolate coming up. And that's kind of a sad thing, because as a black man who needs to keep his melanin levels high, I need my chocolate. And these cookies that I'm eating right now are so tasty. So
yeah, but do they have genuine chocolate or do they have synthetic chocolate? Because that's the scary thing. Let's play a clip from this. This is from the Mashable article that we have in the show notes. Let's go ahead and play it.
The Australian Stock Exchange is in a frenzy this morning after a report was released overnight forecasting a global critical shortage of chocolate by the end of 2015. The chocolate shortage could be felt worldwide.
We're currently in the midst of a chocolate deficit.
The price of chocolate ingredients has skyrocketed.
A real shortage of cocoa.
Drought has ravaged many cocoa plantations.
Cocoa prices have been on a steady incline for much of the last 14 months due to a massive increase in demand from China's rapidly growing middle class. That, combined with record dry spells in the tropics, has seen a massive fall in production to levels less than half of those seen this time last year.
Mate, look, make no mistake, we're doing everything we can. But as it stands at the moment, all exports to countries like Australia will end within months.
No, it's not the end of chocolate. Synthetic cocoa is the clear choice for the way forward. No, that's there's no proof of that, that it causes cancer at all. We have seen scientific trials come back clear. It's perfectly safe for human consumption.
Yeah, I don't buy it at all. This scares the hell out of me because, yes, I enjoy chocolate. But not to have it is, I mean, that's like an American staple.
Quite, yes. I mean, considering how often we all eat it, you know, during Easter and with our foods and whatnot, I honestly think this may be the thing that tips America over the edge into societal oblivion.
Yeah.
It may be called the Great Chocolate War.
And again, I'll go back to the fact that the thing that really just frightens me more than anything else is that we are playing God and thinking that that we can make synthetic chocolate and expect it to be safe. It's a known fact that all of the foods that we are eating that are processed and have preservatives in them are what's causing the amount of cancer that we have in America. Yet we still eat the McDonald's like you did today, Alex. And you know, we still have diabetes as our number one, you know, disease of American children. Synthetic chocolate is just not something I'm okay with.
Well, I mean, as a counterpoint to that, we did start making synthetic rubber after World War II, and that hasn't killed us just yet. And honestly, the cancer
eating rubber. I mean, I mean, even if you're like really having a great night and you accidentally swallow the condom, you know,
that's latex.
It's synthetic rubber.
Ah, you're right. Yes,
exactly.
You know your chemistry. You know your chemistry better than I do.
I really don't. I just play an actor on TV. They call me Bobby Ewing.
Oh, my goodness. Who's Bobby Ewing?
Dallas.
Dallas you, Cowboys?
Just, no, just forget it.
Why?
Just let it go. Do a Google search on Patrick Duffy. That will explain everything.
I'll do that.
And speaking of things that are entirely made up because of it being April Fool's, let's move on to our next story.
Yes. Those of you all who are in Europe and other regions might find that quite soon you'll actually be able to watch Netflix without the annoying region locking restrictions that have plagued us in the past. Yes, Netflix, RTE, and BBC, and the BBC may be viewable across Europe if the European Competition Commission gets its way. And this is all related to the issue of geo-blocking. Now, Duff and I were talking at length before the start of the show on this issue, and Duff, being an information technology guru and all-around knowledgeable person, was schooling my pansy ass on the whole thing. So, Duff, why don't you take it away?
All right. Geo-blocking is the act of blocking traffic. Sites do this like Netflix and Hulu. For example, if you are in... It used to be that if you were in Australia and you tried to go to Netflix, it would automatically detect that you're coming from an Australian IP address. An IP address is kind of like your phone number on the internet. Yeah, I can go a lot more into detail about this, but I won't because I don't want to make everyone's mind go. Pow!
It already is.
So geo-blocking is the act of blocking traffic based on geographical location. And it has been the bane of my existence because I, for one, would love to get access to BBC's iPlayer. But unfortunately, I don't pay the UK TV tax, so I can't.
What's iPlayer, actually? I've never even heard of that.
iPlayer is the original software package that the BBC used to distribute their online videos. Think of it as Hulu of the Brits.
Cool. So you mean I would be able to get unlimited access to shows like Keeping Up Appearances and Last of the Summer Wine and...
and Downton Abbey, even though
yes,
it's ending?
Yes, Downton Abbey.
Downton Abbey.
Oops! I'm sorry, Governor. I did not mean to ruin your bloody show. Would you like some fucking tea, mate?
I'll have a spot or two. Yeah, there's no W in Downton Abbey. A lot of people get that wrong, though. See, here's my concern. Yes, they might be doing away with geo blocking, but that doesn't mean they won't start going to geo pay. In other words, if you're not from the UK, you might have to pay a subscription fee like you do with Netflix or Hulu, Hulu Plus, rather.
Why I watch things from America.
Yeah, but you got to realize a lot of the great shows from the U.S., like, not that I watch it, but The Office, it was originally... They're not spinoffs. They're reboots.
Right.
They're That's American reboots of... British, like, for example, I think American Idol was originally a British thing.
Now, that I did not know.
Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure it was. Okay. Our technical advisor, Carrie, is actually stating that I am correct for a change. So, hey.
Hey, Patrick Duff is actually correct on a thing.
Dude, if you're going to use my whole name, use my whole name.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Call me Duff or call me Ishmael.
Okay, this just in, Patrick Duffy Ishmael is actually correct on a given thing.
Yes, and that's a rarity. But, you know, I've been told from my technical advisor, from our technical advisor, that the sun shines on every dog's ass sometimes.
I think Roe would not take offense with that statement.
And I think Roe wants us to end the headlines.
Yes.
Oh, man. When the shows go like this, I'm totally happy.
God damn it. Sorry.
Are you okay?
Is that a dog sneezing?
My nose hates me. I'm sorry.
Stop snorting cocaine.
It's the only way I can get through the show, bro.
See, maybe if that were true, you would have had a better show along. See, if you would have had a better, if you would have had cocaine and would have shared, I think Monday's episode would have been a lot better.
We would have been. Yeah, we would have. We would have been way. Our energy levels would have been over 9,000.
Yeah.
So
I mean, hell, we might still be on Monday's show right now if we were on coke.
Yes.
Which is why drugs are bad, children. Drugs
don't
are bad.
Touch them. Crack is whack.
Crack is whack, and we have a show title.
Yes. I'm good.
Yes, you are that good. I want to give a reminder out there. On Friday's episode, we're going to do our second edition of Stump the Chump. I had a blast doing this, and D, I swear, if you're not on Friday's episode again, I'm going to cry like a little bitch. You have got to do it.
I'm going to be there.
All right.
Well, see, you're saying that if she's not there, that you will cry is a reason for her not to be there, just so that she can't hear you cry like a little bitch. So,
but I won't cry at all if she's on the show. And see, I know where she lives. I'll go to her house and cry all over the place, and it just won't be funny.
If I go back.
And there'll be snot coming out of my nose, and I'll be doing snot bubbles, and it just please be on the show Friday.
Yeah, D, I think you're gonna have to do that because I don't want to see a grown man cry.
I see him cry all the time. What are you talking about?
Oh, geez, thanks. You're supposed to keep that between us.
Hey, Duff, what do you say we get into the history rewind?
I say let's do it.
Yeah. So. In the year 1700, English pranksters began popularizing the annual tradition of April Fools.
April Fools, bitches!
In 1966, Ford manufactures its 1,000,000th Mustang. I used to have one.
Did you really? What year was it?
It was an 09, and it was white with red pinstripes.
Oh, is that the one you had the accident on?
No.
In?
No.
Around?
We're not talking about that.
Oh, okay. In 1970, President Nixon signs legislation banning cigarette ads on TV and radio, which is really weird because me growing up as a child, I sure as shit remember TV commercials about Doral and Camel and Marlboro. I mean, I remember Marlboro commercials up until like the 80s and 90s, I guess. Maybe I'm just, really? Maybe I was smoking so much I just didn't realize it. I don't
Crack
know.
Is whack.
Crack is whack.
In 1977, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors gets to the top of the charts for its first of 31 weeks.
And that's why we love Fleetwood Mac. At least I do, because I know who
Stevie
they
Nicks.
Are.
Yes, he does.
What? Yes, I do. That's what Stevie I just said.
Nicks.
Stevie Nicks is the shit.
That's who I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks is a goddess among women.
In 1980, Microsoft announces its first piece of hardware, the Soft Card.
The Soft Card? I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, neither is a lot of people. Basically, this was back in the days when Macs were, like, not even a thought. The Apple II computer was out, and it was the most sought-after computer. So what Microsoft said is, let's go ahead and put together a circuit board that has the operating system CPM as well as the Microsoft Basic operating system on it. That way they can run Microsoft code just by putting a chip into their computer. How awesome would it be today to have a chip in your computer that would allow you to have a Mac and a PC at the same time?
Oh, you mean something called like boot camp?
No. Well, no. No. I mean, it's not even really required nowadays. Boot camp, you can't run them simultaneously. Now, if you're running a Mac because you paid an extra $1,200 for that hardware, you can actually run Parallels, which allows you to run Windows programs in real time, side to side, amongst the Mac counterparts. But so for the longest time, the Soft Card was the only piece of hardware that Microsoft actually released up until they started doing things like the Surface and they did some other stuff, but they're not a hardware company. So that's kind of nifty. That's why I put it in the rundown. Yeah. Cool. We got some birthdays today, too. In 1904, Theodore Geisel, better known to the world as Dr. Seuss, was born.
In 1939, Marvin Pence Gay, a.k.a. Marvin Gaye, was born.
In 1980, my brother man, Brian Zuckerman, guitarist, singer, and songwriter for Cyrenic, was born. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, person I don't know.
Well, you're going to meet him. You're going to meet, if you go to the DC show where we go see I Exist, which is April 11th, I believe, you are going to meet Brian, and you're going to meet the other Brian, and you're going to meet Kevin, and you're going to meet Chris. Is Chris coming? Do you know,
yes. D? I'm riding down with them, so yes.
Oh, that is so cool. We are going to have a blast. So if you want to come hang out with us, you know, just show up down in DC at the I Exist concert, and it's sure to be a great time.
I'll do that. Yeah, give me the details. Send me the details, and I will definitely make that happen.
You can even drive down with me, because I'm going to be passing. Well, you can take the train to Owings Mills, and then you can ride down with me.
Okay, sure.
And I'm going to be bringing my portable recording gear so we can do an interview after the show.
Nice.
Which means we'll get backstage access.
Dee won't be doing any recording that night because she'll probably be drunk, because that's what they do to me every time I go to a show with them.
You sound so upset, Dee. You sound so upset.
Yeah. When I don't remember the rest of the night, yes.
Well, just have a little willpower. Don't drink. Don't. Just think of your kidney. Your poor single kidney.
It filters it out. We're good. It cleans it.
You only have one kidney?
How many times does she have to say this, dude?
I thought she was joking when she mentioned it last time.
No, it was not April Fool's. It was for reals.
Wow.
For reals, for reals.
For reals. I weep for the loss of your kidney, then, Dee.
I don't.
All right, we got one more written down birthday, and then we got a shout out. So why don't you take that written down, Mr. Alex?
Okay. In 1983, Sean Taylor, an American football player, was born.
And what team does he play for?
Redskins.
Redskins.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm sure you knew that all along.
Of course. Yeah. I know football and sports stuff. I'm a man.
As a Redskins football fan, sadly, with a tattoo behind my ear of feathers for the Redskins.
Oh, so that's what those feathers are.
Plus Pocahontas was my favorite movie growing up, so I have a lot of tattoos with feathers.
I'm sorry for your loss, Dee.
I know. He's our best player.
I wanted to give a birthday shout out to my brother, John Williams. He is he's one old son of a bitch today. I don't want to give out his real age because, well, let's just face it, I didn't look it up before the show. But happy birthday, John. So we got John and Brian, same day. And, you know, we need to get, like, some birthday cakes up here.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man.
Yeah.
I'll get a cupcake. Oh, wait, no. Brian already got Georgetown cupcakes, so mine aren't even compared. Never mind.
Wait, he got Georgetown cupcakes? That lucky bitch.
For real.
Bitch.
Yeah, I know.
See, I logged off Facebook, so I didn't see any of that stuff.
I'm still on. It's just muted.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, I could mute it, but then I'd be wanting to look at it, so. No, I'll just
multitask.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm not? I'm producing the damn show and talking on it. So, what do you have planned for this weekend, Dee?
This weekend?
No. 13 weekends from now.
13 weekends from now? I plan on being super skinny and being at the beach. Just saying.
All right. Well, let's roll back the time and let's go to this weekend.
I don't even know what this weekend is. I don't even know what day it is today.
Well, the Friday show is the 3rd. So, you know, it's going to be the 4th and the 5th.
Plan on getting drunk. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No, you're not kidding. No, you're not.
True.
Speaking of, you weren't on Friday's show because you were doing your hair. You were getting your hair did, and you were didn't someone else's hair. Mm-hmm. Now Saturday and Sunday, you were totally incommunicado.
Like, I know,
we
busy.
Did not. Don't even tell me you were busy.
I was.
You alluded to the fact that you were, like, basically in a state of black blacked out in this.
I was drunk.
You were drunk.
I was busy.
So, do you wanna tell us any details about what it exactly was you were doing?
Well, I went to a fundraiser for the fire department of all counties in Maryland.
Woot woot.
They raised a good amount of money. Is that the Tilted Kilt? And got complimented on my metal mermaid hair, as it's apparently called now. And then I went and actually met up with Chris Grimesy Grimes, or also known as Joe Dirt. And Joe Dirt. There was a show at Old Town, and then my ass got drunk and passed out.
Wow, okay. And you basically had a two-day hangover, I guess.
Almost. I just felt like I was dying because I think I have a cold.
Excuses.
I know. I'm just dying slowly. It's cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you had a good weekend. I spent my weekend with Alex.
Yes, we had pizza and went to a store to look at audio equipment.
Yes.
And we talked about life things and ate food and whatnot.
Yes. We had a mandate.
Yes, we had a mandate. And our bromance is in full swing. The wedding has been planned for August of this year.
Cool. Am I ordaining that?
Yes, you actually, are ordaining it.
Yes. We would love that.
We absolutely love
keeping
that.
Keeping
it
in a family.
But yeah, this weekend I'm actually considering going to the thrift store to actually get some more dress clothes because summer's coming in and I found out that I actually can dress well. I know how to dress well.
You're going to the thrift store? Do you only got $20 in your pocket?
I'm gonna pop some tags.
Kinda, yeah. And no, you can find awesome shit at the thrift store, seriously.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I love the thrift store.
Yeah, so I'm going to be looking for some new dress clothes and looking at stuff because I found that I actually for those few of you all who may have had awkward high school years, my entire high school career and middle school career were awkward, and only in my last year of college have I realized that there is a point to fashion and a point to dressing well. And I realized that I happen to actually like wearing dress clothes because it forces me to change my posture. Like when I'm walking around and I'm wearing, you know, a full-on suit and moccasins, you don't have to wear the entire thing. You know, you can wear, you know, some nice jeans, a suit jacket, and a dress shirt and a tie and some stunners. And you look awesome. But it forces you to stand up straight. You know, you're not slouched over like a nerd. You know, you've got a kind of a swagger and a sway and like, hey, ladies, what's up? I'm available. And it's like that. So, and it changes the way that people see you. You know, you're not just a student. You know, you're the student with the awesome glasses. You know, you're Alex with a capital A. And so it's fun. I enjoy it. But yeah.
Yeah. And let it be known to the world that Alex dresses like a suave mofo.
I try. Every time that he's seen me.
I mean, you're shirt and tie, motherfucker.
It's just something. It's the way that you dress changes the way that people see you, and the way that, like, whenever I come to see Duff or whatever, I try to look as good as I can because number one, he's my future husband, and number two, and number two, it's like, you know, I'm representing. Whenever I go out somewhere with these guys, I'm representing Rogue Intel, and so I have to do this well. So.
Well, rock on, man. Speaking of Rogue Intel, you have got a new show in the works, and I have been so anxious to hear more about it. I've asked myself, do I want to talk about this, like on Facebook Messenger? Do I want to call you? But I figured, you know, what the hell? Let's just get it all out there on the flagship podcast of the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. Dude, you've got to tell us more. What is the new show you're going to be doing on the network? What's it called? And what's your first subject matter going to be?
The show itself is called Graphite, and I intend to analyze literary concepts within fiction. I'm actually considering collaborating with Duff's life partner, Miss Carrie, because she is a book fiend and is well educated. And I need a counterpoint. I need someone to act as a voice of reason and also to act as a foil for me. And so I'm going to be talking with her either today or tomorrow or in the next few days so we can come up with something. Because I think that between the two of us, we can come up with something awesome. So
yeah, she's very well learned And I mean, anyone who's listened to the Prime podcast since the beginning already knows who Carrie is. And the one thing about Prime that really made it a little awkward is she just didn't care too much about the news. And I get that. But something she is just such an I can't even explain it. Something she's just so into beyond anything else is books. She has her iPad. I mean, we get her the newest iPad just about every year, and it's basically so she can throw as many books on there as possible. And so I think this is going to be a match made in heaven. So
yeah, definitely.
Hopefully, now here's the thing. We're talking about bringing my life mate into the show. You haven't actually asked her yet. So definitely start talking with her. I can't wait to hear the Graphite podcast. I love literature. I just don't like reading because of, you know, ADD.
I love reading.
I end up reading the same line over and over and over. I do audiobooks like there's no tomorrow.
No.
Which is convenient because it's kind of like podcasting.
Yes.
I mean, awesome. I read a 400-page book yesterday.
Well, aren't you special? Alone.
I just couldn't put it down.
I'm actually impressed. Wait, did you start it the same day that you finished it?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Okay. D, you officially get 5 gold stars because I haven't done that since... I have not done that since middle school. No, just like where you just open your jaws and just like, ugh. No, like I remember when I was in middle school, there was a shelf of books at the back of the class, and what I would always do during lunch or whenever we had free time... is I would sit back there, one of those huge-ass beanbag chairs, and I would just sit there and I would just read Animorphs and Goosebumps and the Nancy Drew books. Yeah, I'm dating the fuck out of myself right now. And that was my heaven. I was the kid who read so fucking much that it was a problem. It was a literal problem in school. Like, they're like, he's reading during class. He's reading too much. I was that kid.
I have books. Book boyfriends.
Book boyfriends? What you mean, like Edward Cullen?
Oh, no, God.
I don't like things that sparkle.
Dee's my kind of podcast host. She knows what the real vampires look like.
Yeah, bloody as hell.
Yeah. So I take it you're a True Blood fan?
Not really. Couldn't get into it.
See, I love the books, what I read of them. But, like, when I started watching the show and Lafayette didn't die at the end of the first season... I was like, what the hell? Oh, yeah, sorry. Spoiler! When they just took such outrageous liberties with the show, True Blood, I just kind of lost interest in all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I just like 30 Days of Nights and all the blood.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
30 Days of Nights.
Good movie.
Blood!
Speaking of vampire movies, have you guys... what was it called? Shadow Walkers or something? Where, like, essentially vampires have taken over and, like, there are only a few humans left and, like, there's a blood supply problem.
Daylight? Like,
yes, that was awesome. That was a good one.
Hawk?
Yes.
Yeah, and I recently just saw, well, not recently, but Dracula Untold. I saw that 4 times in the movie theater because I just couldn't
stop. Did you
stop.
Really? See, yeah, I heard it was so bad.
I loved it.
Okay.
I loved it.
All right.
And, like, I'm not a huge, like, Dracula person. But, I mean, me and my brother went, like, 4 times.
I'll have to get my hands on that then. Are you at all, out of curiosity, into anime? Because if you're at all into anime, I would recommend watching Hellsing, first off, the animated series, and then watching Hellsing Abridged. Because if you think Hellsing is good, Hellsing Abridged by Team 4 Star, the same guys who did DBZ Abridged and a couple of other series... It is a laugh riot. I die laughing every time they release a new thing. And if you like vampires, if you like huge guns, if you like British humor, if you like blood and guts and viscera spilling across hallways and huge climactic battles involving magic and high caliber weapons, this show is the show for you.
Oh, really? I mean,
yes, it is. No, I'm serious. Like, even you, Duff, I don't think you like anime, do you?
I do not like anime. There's only one piece of animation that I watch on a regular basis.
Family Guy.
Exactly. I don't like American Dad. Eh. I I don't like, you know, I never watched Bob's Big Burger Booty.
Bob's Burgers? I love Bob's Burgers.
I haven't watched one episode. I did watch The Cleveland Show just because it was a spinoff of Family Guy. And when Cleveland Show got canceled, I loved the fact that they brought Cleveland back. Just because I love watching him fall out of his house in his bathtub going, no.
Oh my goodness.
But I even The Simpsons. I mean, I loved South Park, but I never really loved it enough to watch it. The last show that I watched that I absolutely loved, I freaking loved it, was Chowder.
Yes.
Chowder.
Chowder is
Rotter.
Yeah, Chowder is just one of those great shows. It is such an advanced show and just so sophisticated for people who know what the hell they're talking about.
I tried to watch Chowder, but I wasn't really drawn in. Although now that I'm thinking about it, I may have been so caught up on the idea that the show was stupid that I didn't have a chance to really look past it. But now that you've mentioned what you've mentioned, I will give it a second look and I will report back to you on what I find.
So, very cool. You do that. That'll be your class project. Your Rogue Intel class project.
Yes, Mr. Duffy.
Whoa.
That's Professor Pricky, if you will.
My professor's a real prick, you know.
There will be an oral exam.
Oh, yeah. Bring ice cubes and quaaludes.
Hey, this is an open shout out. Anyone who still has access to quaaludes, I've always wanted to try one. Or 14.
Oh man, and what do quaaludes do? They make you lick the windows, and that's the next segment that we're going to go into.
Right on.
So without a further ado, those of you all young mothers, When you find yourselves in situations where you need to leave your children for a brief moment, please do not follow the example of this woman here who has gotten cited for, get this, leaving her daughter in a trash can to sleep. Yes, in Dallas, Texas. Where else? Her 7-year-old daughter, she left a 7-year-old daughter there to sleep overnight in a trash bin. Alicia Carroll of Garland is being held in the Dallas County Jail on charges of abandonment and endangering a child. Her bond has been set at $25,000, and a message left with her attorney was not returned. Dallas police said in a statement that she left a spa in Northwest Dallas. Yeah, priorities there, lady. With her daughter at about 10 p.m. Saturday evening, and an arrest warrant affidavit said, and an arrest warrant affidavit says that she started running, apparently told her daughter that the police were after them, and then told her to hide in the garbage can. The girl fell asleep in the bin waiting for her mother to return, and then awoke 10 hours later and officers found her hungry, thirsty, and with scrapes and cuts on her arms and legs. That is just wow.
That's perfect parenting right there.
Yeah, absolutely perfect parenting. Ding, ding, seriously, ding. I don't know. People like this should not be allowed to breathe. I really hope that this kid gets the help that she needs. I hope that CPS is all over that mother's ass like whey on rice, because that is just disgusting. It's a good thing here. The girl was apparently examined and released to a family member, but what's the world coming to these days? So, yeah. Snozzberries do taste like snozzberries.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Well, that brings us to our next window licker. Jesus, I don't even know what to say about this one. You guys have heard about the Indiana Religious Freedom Act, right?
Yep.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Personally, I think it's hilarious that Indiana is getting as much flack as it is. I think it's hilarious and completely and utterly deserved, and I hope that it continues until the governor folds back into himself and implodes like a black hole, like a neutron star, because the idea that they could have gotten this stuff under the table in any day and age, especially the current one, is absolutely laughable. And yeah, they're deserving every second of this. So
I totally agreed. Just the premise alone that gays don't deserve every right that the straights or heteros or breeders, whatever those gay people call us, it's all about equal rights, people. And I just don't get what the hell the big fucking deal is. It's people like my father and people like this, you know, this governor who passed this bill. It just makes me want to vomit all over them and then have a gay guy rub it into them, you know, just for good measure.
slowly and sensually.
Exactly.
Over and over.
Yes.
With focus, with lots of
care and attention being paid to those special few areas.
This article's coming out of Gawker, and well, an Indiana pizzeria is giving Christians a bad name thanks to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. I've got a small clip, and I'm going to play it, and then I'm going to talk about it. So here's the clip.
News tonight. We went into small towns tonight for reaction to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. We found one business just 20 miles away from a welcoming South Bend with a much different view. Good evening, everyone. I'm Brian Dorman.
And I'm Colleen Borman. The business is Memories Pizza. It's been a Walkerton mainstay for nearly a decade. And tonight, they are standing up for their religious beliefs. This story is just one part of ABC 57's team coverage on the Religious Freedom Act. And tonight, Marissa Keniston also talked with a PR company about this nightmare for the state. But we start with Alyssa, live in front of that business. Alyssa, what do the owners have to say tonight?
Well, Colleen, I learned from the workers here at this restaurant that they agree with Governor Pence and the signing of this bill. They say they have a right to believe in their religion and protect those ideals.
If a gay couple was to come in, like say they wanted us to provide them pizzas for a wedding, we would have to say no.
Crystal O'Connor and her family are standing firm in their beliefs tonight. They've owned Memories Pizza and Ice Cream in Walkerton for almost 10 years, a small town business.
It's a cute little town, Walkertucky.
With small town ideals.
We're a Christian establishment.
They pride themselves in owning a business that reflects their religious beliefs.
We're not discriminating against anyone. It's just that's bullshit. Our belief. And everybody has the right to believe anything.
So when Governor Pence signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act into law, the family was not disappointed.
We definitely agree with the bill.
I asked her about the negative backlash it's been getting for being a discriminatory legislation. Her response...
I do not think it is targeting gays. I don't think it's a discrimination.
She believes it's a way to protect businesses like hers.
Oh, it's supposed to help people that have a religious belief.
She says because she is a Christian, she and her family don't support gay marriage, and that is their right.
I agree with the bill.
Kevin O'Connor is Crystal's father, and you could say he's set in his ways. He believes the negative backlash the bill and its supporters are getting isn't fair.
That's a lifestyle that you choose. You know, I choose to be heterosexual.
Yeah, that no one chooses to be gay. Do you choose, Alex, to be homosexual or heterosexual?
I mean, honestly, I was born this way. I know my own personal leanings, and if I'd swung that way, I would have swung that way. So, I mean, I would say that it could be construed as a personal choice, but I mean, because you can be born one way, and then all of a sudden it's. How did I hear it referenced one time? It's like cocks and cauliflower, one of those things where you have to try it once, and it's like, I don't like this. But no, really, honestly, listen to what she said. You know, she says that what she's doing isn't discriminatory, and yet what she's doing is discriminatory because she's
because she's Christian, so it's okay.
I mean, I honestly would gladly cite to her, you know, the numerous laws that were used in the Jim Crow era to allow for intentional discrimination against blacks and other people because of their skin color. And that stuff was most definitely vetted because oh, I'm a Christian, so therefore I can do X, Y, and Z. And biblical justifications were used for all this stuff.
Yeah, just because you're Christian doesn't give you the right to be a fucking bigot. And that's what these people are. Who is pretentious enough and stupid enough to actually believe that people are not born this way? I mean, I've seen pictures of penises. I've looked at my own. I've never wanted to suck on a penis. It's because I'm not a chick or I'm not gay. And that's not a choice for me. You know, I look at my wife when she gets out of the shower and I go, hubba, hubba. And, you know, and that's not a fucking choice either. You know, being attracted to a member of the opposite sex is just as alien to an outsider without any sexual orientation as you know, being attracted to someone of the same sex. It's not about external body parts. It's about being okay with the one you want to spend the life that you've got left with. And anyone
that
who's
is very much true.
And anyone who's fucking idiotic enough to claim it as a choice needs to try making a choice to do something else that they're not comfortable with. Because you think it's easy for anyone who's homosexual to actually come out? I mean, why do you think it's still a thing that people come out of the closet? I'm actually watching a new show. It's not a new show. It's on season two now. But it's called Undateable. And there's a character in there that just came out of the closet 3 months, you know, before the show started.
I love that show.
I have been watching that like a motherfucker.
Oh, I watched all the seasons on Hulu that they had. I just finished last night when I couldn't sleep.
Yeah, I'm like halfway through season one. I can't wait to finish up.
It's, oh my God, it's hysterical.
It's a great show. And you know what? People are people. And Indiana, you know, the fact that Indiana has passed this bill is just, it blows my mind. I can't get my head around it. You know, it's like we're digressing, really? You know, we're going back to a place of segregation and all of the crap that I thought we left behind in the 20th fucking century.
True. I mean, the way that I see it, honestly, you should be able. I'm fine with you having whatever beliefs you have, as long as it does not impact the greater society at large. And if you're too fucking stupid to know, you know, to notice that. Sure, you may not like the way these people bump uglies, but this is a portion of your income. And what she's just said on national TV, I guarantee you. Remember that one store? I can't remember where it was, but it was a couple months ago that did something similar with their customers or whatever it was. But they got blacklisted, and their revenue just tanked. And I'm quite sure this is going to happen with this store too. I mean, she says they've been there for 10 years. I guarantee this next billing cycle is going to be a bitch for them. Because everyone's just going to go, oh, you're one of those stores. I see. Here come the negative Yelp reviews. Here comes the blacklisting. And considering these people's blatant disregard for simple business sense and simple decency, I honestly say, you know, they will reap what they're sowing. So.
Yeah.
To use a biblical term.
Well, I'd like to invite any of our listeners that are homosexual and live in the Indiana area, preferably near Walkerton, so you don't have to drive too far. Go down to Memories Pizza and, you know, just
making out.
Bring your significant other and literally, like Dee said, just walk in there and be like, hey, this is not a choice. And, you know, just even if it's just a hand holding and a simple kiss to your partner, you know, fuck them. That's all I gotta
say. Slap a massive veiny spiked black dildo onto the counter and say, hey, serve me.
That's a little much.
you're going above and beyond there. Now, here's the thing. They have gone on record to say that they won't discriminate against you because you are gay. They just won't cater your wedding. I don't know how much of that is true. If they're going to blacklist you or blackball you, because your wedding is a gay wedding, what's to stop them from serving you a slice and a Coke?
Seriously, it's just, it's really, really stupid. So yeah. I'm betting within a few weeks they're going to start backpedaling and changing their statements. Oh, we didn't really mean, yeah.
And everyone wonders why I'm not a Christian.
Oh, that's another episode, Duff.
Granted, this was only a restaurant. And I mean, yes, they passed the bill, but granted, only a restaurant did the stupidity that they have done. Unlike a whole town in Illinois that apparently has, on a jogging path, people literally pooping on it. Like, what?
What? Hey, is that your mom?
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
She sounded just like you.
Except the drunk
honestly,
version.
I honestly have no issue with this because this is the epitome of giving back to nature. You are completely
Did you really just say epitome?
Epitome.
Is that the epitome of hyperbole?
The absolute epitome of hyperbole, sir.
But sorry, no, continue.
These people are giving back to nature at its most basic level. They're not using, wipes. They're not putting. They're not spinning extra water and putting their stuff into the sewage table. They are going out there, braving the elements, using poison ivy, wiping their asses, and then they are dropping trow, and they're gonna push one out there for Mother Nature. And honestly, I applaud these people. I say bravo. So
I mean, I know personally when I go jogging, running, anything of that nature, even taking my dog for a walk, I mean, I know that I personally would not want to see someone shitting. I mean, granted, yes, my dog would take a shit if I was walking her. But I mean, at least I pick it up and put it in a bag, not leave it on a trail for someone else to step in.
If I saw someone else shitting on a jogging trail and I was coming up behind them because I was jogging, I don't care if I had to, you know, like totally sterilize my shoes afterwards. I would so just kick them square in between the legs and just, you know, fucking idiot.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't want to see it. I'd probably kick them in the ass. Literally.
Well, that's what I just said. The scary thing is that they're actually spending state money to put signs up on each side of the bike pass or the jogging pass. It says, stop pooping on bike path.
Yeah, that's just kind of sad that they have to actually even do that.
Yeah. It's just people will be people.
People will be poopers.
There you go. I don't know. We might have a no show title.
Crack is whack.
Crack is whack or people will be poopers.
I like the poopers one.
Of course
you do. As a lover of scatological humor, I have to put in my vote for that one. So.
All right. Well, what do you say we end this show so we can get on to bigger and better things?
Yeah, definitely.
Like Friday show.
Yes. Let Friday commence.
Yeah. You guys, send us your picks for Stump the Chump. Our website is rogueintel.com. Hey, Alex, what's our studio line?
Our studio line is 410-989-1734. Again, that's 410-989-1734. If you're interested in giving us feedback, give us feedback at prime@rogueintel.com or via the Rogue Intel forum at rogueintel.com/forum.
Hey, D, what time is it?
It's time to say auf Wiedersehen.
You've been listening to Rogue Intel Prime on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. See ya!
See ya!